Shalom to all. Today's office of Abbasar Daf Kufayin Aleph, and we are starting about the sixth line with the words "My Braisa." And today's office sponsor, Lulu Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sar Abbasar Yaakov Moshe, Harnish Shama should have an Aliyah. Now, yesterday, when discussing the Machlaikas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah, we had quoted a piece of a Braisa, and now we're going to bring the full one. So the Gemara asked, "My Braisa, what is this Braisa that we quoted?" The time the Braisa tells us as follows: Harisha Yunoshim by Elav Zuz, a fellow owed 1,000 Zuz, Uparman Chamesh Me Zuz, and he paid 500 of it. That's half. Eidim Akarnas Ashtar. Eidim are going to tear up the original Shtar, Vakosin Leshtar Acher, and they're going to write him a brand new Shtar for the new amount of money. However, Mizman Rishon, they're going to write the original date that the loan took place on this new shtar. That's Rabbi Yehuda says, and that's basically what Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah. Now Rabbi Yosi argues and says, shtar zeh yemunach mkaimai, the original shtar stays in its place. We keep that original shtar of 1,000 zuz v'yichad v'shaiver, and instead a receipt is written for the payment of 500. And there's two reasons why they said that a shaiver, a receipt, is written. Achas, number one, is k'tei sheyachav l'pairoi, so that he could pressure him to pay. Now that the malva still has the original shtar that says 1,000 on it, the loiva is now pressured to pay up the other 500 because he might lose his receipt, and then the malva is going to come and collect the full 1,000. So it's a good thing for the malva to have a receipt written applying pressure on the loiva to pay the remaining half. V'achas, and the other reason, is k'tei sheyachav mizman rishon, so that the malva could collect from the first man now that the malva still has the original shtar. If he needs to take away properties that were sold by the loiva in the interim, he could take those properties based off of the original zman. Ask Gemara, hold on a second, v'Rabbi Yehuda Nami, even Rabbi Yehuda himself, mizman rishon ka'amar. He said very clearly that when this new shtar of 500 is being written, the original date is still put on it, so the malva is still able to collect properties that were sold after that original date. And to answer this, we say, this is really what Rabbi Yehuda is telling Rabbi Yehuda. Imizman rishon ka'amrit, if you're really saying that on this new shtar of 500, we're putting the original date, I'm only arguing on you with one thing. Namely, I still insist that a receipt is written in order to pressure the loiva to pay on time. Whereas imizman sheni ka'amrit, if you're saying that the new time, the day that the new shtar is being written, that's what should be on this new shtar, then I argue on you in two things. And we continue with this. Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa tells us, shtar shezman akasav b'Shabbos oy b'Asara b'Tishrei, a shtar that the day that was written on it was Shabbos or the 10th of Tishrei, which we know is Yom Kippur. Shtar ma'ocher hu, it's a post-dated shtar, v'kasher it's kasher. Did Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, whereas Rabbi Yosi paisel, Rabbi Yosi pasels. Let's just pause for a moment to explain. The shtar didn't actually say this was written on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. It's obvious it wasn't written then. It actually had a secular date on it, and when they took out the secular and the Jewish calendars, they realized, oh, this secular date is actually Shabbos or Yom Kippur. So it can't be that the shtar was written on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying it's a shtar ma'ocher, it's a post-dated shtar, and it's 100% kosher, which Rabbi Yosi says is possible. Now, even though this could also technically be a predated shtar, which according to everyone is possible, the burden of proof actually is on the borrower, because midaraisa, a shtar with edim is kosher, and any question of its validity is on the loiva to prove. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, it must be it's a shtar ma'ocher, a post-dated shtar, and therefore it's kosher. But again, Rabbi Yosi argues. Now, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi Yosi, a story came in front of you in Sipairi where such a shtar was brought to you, v'chsharta, and you said it was kosher. So Amar Loi, Rabbi Yosi responded to him, k'shecharti, when I was machshir it, b'zechsharti, I was machshir it only in this specific case that it was obvious that the shtar couldn't have been written on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and it's in that situation which I said it must be a post-dated shtar, so it's kosher. Ask more of Rabbi Yehuda Naim b'zech ka'amar. Even Rabbi Yehuda had just said that this situation is kosher. What's a machlekes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda? It seems to be that they're agreeing that this case is fine, so what case are they arguing? And on this, on Rabbi Das, Rabbi Das explained, hakol ma'adim, everyone agrees, she'im hus kaknu lo yinasa shel shtar, that if we investigated, we looked into the time of the shtar, and it turns out that this secular date that was written on the shtar actually lined up with Shabbos or Yom Kippur, shtar ma'ocher hu v'kosher, that's considered a post-dated shtar and it's 100% kosher, even according to Rabbi Yosi. Kofayin halafon beis on top le'nechelku el b'shtar ma'ocher ba'alma, the only machlokes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda is when we just have a regular shtar ma'ocher, a regular post-dated shtar where it's not apparent from the shtar itself that it was post-dated. The Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasai, the Amar, he says in our Mishnah, ain kais v'n shayver, we're not going to write a shayver, no writing receipts for a shtar that's being paid, no problem, no churva, no issue is going to come from this. We'll explain what the churva would be in a moment. Whereas Rabbi Yosi l'tamei, Rabbi Yosi l'shitasai, the Amar, he says, kais v'n shayver, we will write a receipt, v'nafik m'nei churva, and therefore, if we're going to be allowed to post-date a shtar, then a churva, a issue, a mishap, will come from it. Now, what's this potential mishap that Rabbi Yosi is worried for? So let's say the money was borrowed in Nisan, but the shtar was post-dated for Tishrei 6 months later. Then, a couple months later, the borrower pays back and wants the shtar in return, but the lender claims that he lost the shtar, so instead he writes a receipt that the loan was paid back. And now, a few months later, in Tishrei, which is the date on the original shtar, the malva takes it out, claiming that he's owed money. And even if the loiva takes out his shiver, his receipt, it's dated a few months prior when he paid back, so the malva can falsely claim, yes, you did pay that loan back, but the shtar that I'm holding right now is referring to a different loan. And again, this whole concern is only in Shitas Rabbi Yosi that we write a shiver, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, that we don't write a shiver, and that the original loan document has to be given when the loan is paid, so there's no problem post-dating a shtar. Nadar. But once again, going back to what brought up this whole situation in the first place, is this is just a regular post-dated document where it's not apparent from the shtar itself that it couldn't have been written on the date that it was signed. But again, if the date turned out to be Shabbos or Yom Kippur, then we assume it's post-dated even according to Rabbi Yossi and it's kosher. Now, Amar Rav Huna Rabbi Shua, he suggests, afilu ma damar kasun shaver, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that we will write a shaver, a receipt, hanimili apalga, that's only when the loan is partially paid back, avala kule loy. But if he's paying back the entire loan, then we're not going to write a receipt for him, and he actually doesn't have to pay back until the malva hands him the original shtar. However, right away we knock this down, v'lohi, it's not so, afilu akule kazvinon, even if he's paying back the entire loan, if the malva claims he doesn't have the shtar, then we will write a shaver for the loyve. Where do we see this? Kodav Yitzchak bar Yosef, have a masik bei Zuzi bar Abba Abba, Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef was owed money by Rav Abba, also come to Rav Chanina bar Papi, came to Rav Chanina bar Papi, omelohi, he told Rav Abba, havli Zuzai, give me my money, omelohi, Rav Abba told him, havli shtaroi, give me my shtar back, ushkal Zuzach, and take your money. So omelohi responded, shtarach irchasli, I lost your shtar, echtavli tavra, write me a receipt. So omelohi told him, ha Rav Shmuel damit Shavayu, both Rav and Shmuel say, ain kaisun shaver, that we don't write a shaver, no writing receipts. Now on this, Omar, Rav Chanina bar Papi said, man yoiv lon me'afre du Rav Shmuel, reminin ba'ainin, who's going to give us from the dust of Rav and Shmuel so we could put it in our eyes? This is an expression of covet, of reverence for them. Obviously, Rav and Shmuel are so chashuv, we would love to take from some of the dust and put it in our eyes. However, says Rav Chanina bar Papi, Harab Yechanan, Vahar Yishlakish, Damit Shavayu, both Rav Yechanan and Yishlakish say, kaisun shaver, that we do write a receipt. And Vachin Kiyosu Ravin, when Ravin came to Babel from Eretz Yisrael, Am Rabbi La, he said, Ne Rabbi La, kaisun shaver, we will write a shaver. And Umistabit Kaspin shaver, it's logical to say that we'll write a shaver. The Isa Gadaita in kaisun shaver, if you want to say that we're not going to write a shaver, and the Malva is not allowed to get repaid until he produces the shtar, well, Abad Shtar Shalzeh, Yoichal Alav Achadi, if the Malva loses his shtar, the other one should eat and rejoice, meaning the Leiva doesn't have to pay, and he can keep all that money and make himself a big Suda. That's not fair for the Malva, so it must be that if the Malva lost his shtar, or even claims he lost his shtar, then we do allow him to write a receipt that he got repaid. However, using his logic, we ask a question. Maskev Abaye Abaye asks, Belamai Kaisun Shaver, so what do you want to say, that we will write a receipt? Well, Abad Shaver Shalzeh, let's say the Leiva loses his shaver, his receipt, Yoichal Alav Achadi, the other one, the Malva, he should eat and rejoice. That means the Malva can now take out the shtar halva he claimed to have lost, or maybe he found it afterwards, and he could collect again, and that's not fair for the loive. So either which way, we're going to run into an issue by writing a shaver. So Amar Le Rava, Rav responded to him, in, you're right, this actually will turn out to the disadvantage of the loive. However, we have a pasuk that tells us, Eved loive ish malve, that the loive is an Eved to the malve. And if somebody has to be put at disadvantage over here, it's the loive, not the malve. And we continue with this on Hosmi of Mishnah over there, Shtarichav Amugdamim, a predated shtar, psulin, it's pasul, Vamucharin, ksherin, but a postdated shtar is kosher. Amar Rav Amnuna, he explains, Loishanu el shtar halva. This is only taught by a shtar halva, a loan document that's allowed to be postdated. Aval shtar mekhu memker, but a document of a sale, afilu muchar naim psulin, even if it's postdated, it's possible. My time of why is that? Well, because we might run into a similar issue that Rabbi Yaisi was worried about. Zimin de mazman leib arba nisan, maybe Reuven's going to sell Shimon a property in Nisan, v'kasav leib tishrei, but on the shtar they're going to write that it was sold in tishrei, and it was sram le zuze benu beni, then Reuven might come up with extra money in between, meaning before tishrei, v'zavon le mine, and he's going to rebuy his property back from Shimon, and v'chimati tishrei, when tishrei comes around, mapik le, Shimon's now going to take out that original shtar, v'amar le, and he's going to tell Reuven, hadar savanta minach, I went and rebought the property back from you, and he's going to dishonestly take the property away from Reuven. That's why no post-dating a shtar of mekach u'memker. Ask the Gemara Yochi if that's so, shtar alva anami. We should have the same concern with the shtar alva. Zimin did yazim nisan, maybe he's going to lend money in nisan, because of le shtar b'tishrei, but he's going to post-date the shtar till tishrei, u'masam le zuzi benu beni, and the borrower is going to come up with some extra money in between, upar le, and he's going to repay the loan, v'amar le, havli shtaroi, and he's going to tell the lender, give me my shtar back, v'amar le, and the lender's going to say, irchasli, I lost the shtar, because of le tavra, and he's going to write him a receipt, and v'chimati zimne, when the time that's written on the original shtar halva comes up, mapik le, the lender's now going to take it out, v'amar le, and he's going to tell the borrower, hani hashtu the yasvis minai, this money that's being referred to in the shtar that I'm holding, that was borrowed from me right now, meaning you're right, Mr. Leivet, you do have a receipt that you paid back a loan that took place a couple months ago, but that was referring to a different loan. This shtar I have now is referring to a brand new loan, which is obviously not true. It's just a post-dated shtar. And so why don't we suspect for that? The Gemara answers, Kasavari holds, ain't kasvin shaver, that we don't write a shaver, therefore we're never going to run into this issue. Now I'm really Rav Yirmiyah of Kahana. Rav Yirmiyah asked Rav Kahana, V'amrilon, some say it was Rav Yirmiyah Medifti of Kahana, V'ho idno nowadays, because Vina shtar mu'chare, that we do write post-dated shtaras, because Vina tavra, and we also write receipts. Why do we do this? Aren't we going to potentially run into this issue that we just mentioned? And so Rav Kahana answered him, Basar the Amr Lur of Abba Lasafre, we go after what Rav Abba told his seifrim, his scribes of his court, Kikasvisu shtar maichare, when you're writing post-dated shtaras, Kasu hachi, you should write the following in that shtar. Shtar denan loy bezivne kasavne, this shtar is not being written in the time that it's dated. dated, Ella achrenuhu v'kazvenuhu, rather we post-dated it and we wrote it, and therefore if the malva ever tries to be dishonest and try to collect double with the shtar, it's going to be apparent from the shtar itself that it's a post-dated shtar, and we're not going to run into this issue. However, Amar Ravashi Rav Kano, Ravashi now is Rav Kano, v'inna d'loy kav dinan hachi, nowadays we don't do that, so how is the loiva supposed to protect himself? And Rav Kano answered him, basar d'amar Rav Safra l'safrei, we go after what Rav Safra told his soifrim, kikasvisu hani tavri, when you're writing a receipt for a person who paid back, iadisu zimna d'shtara kasvu. If you know the date that's written on the original shtar, so write that on the receipt. In other words, if the date that was written on this post-dated shtar was Tishrei, for example, so then on the shiver, on the receipt, you should write that the loan that's written in the document, which is dated Tishrei, was paid back. So now no dishonesty could happen. Any lie, if you don't know the date on the original document, ksavei stama, you should just write that Ruvain paid Shimon back $100 without a date at all, dechal emas denafik, anytime Shimon's going to pull out his shtar to try to collect double from Ruvain, lare, Ruvain will now be able to create a reyasa in that shtar halva because he has a very generalized receipt that says, I paid back X amount of money to you. Now the Shimon tries to say, you owe me X amount of money, well Ruvain has a shiver that says, I paid you back X amount of money and there's no dates on it, so no dishonesty is going to be able to happen. However, Amri Ravina Ravashi, now Ravina asked Ravashi, Va'amri Ravashi Rav Kahana, some say it was Ravashi asking Rav Kahana, Kovayim Bez Amar Alf on top, Va'inna, nowadays, Doloikav Din Hachi, that we don't do this either, how's the loiva supposed to avoid dishonesty? So Amri Rav Kahana responded to him, Rabbanu Tikuni Tikini, the Rabbanu came up with a number of Takanas, meaning a number of suggestions, how the loiva could protect himself, which are the ones that we just previously mentioned, Amanda Ovid Ovid, Manda Loi Ovid, Yuhu Dafsan and Afshe. If a person wants to do that, so that's great, and if he doesn't want to do that, so he lost out. In other words, the answer was, you're right. It might be that this is not standard practice in all Batei Dinim, that we on our own are going to do something to protect the loiva. But the loiva has the ability to demand, look, I want you to write the receipt like this, or I want you to write the following in the shtar in order for me to protect myself, and then Bezin would have to do it. And if the loiva doesn't demand that, well, it's his fault if he loses out, not ours. We're going to stop here for a day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss shtaros. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.